The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Come and you will see. You don't have to be an expert theologian to tell someone about Jesus. Just invite them to church. When they say, "Why should I go?" say, "Come to receive the forgiveness of sins." If they come, they will see. They will see Jesus. They will see Jesus by faith in his word. They will see Jesus by faith in the promises uttered by God in holy baptism. "Come and you will see," says the Lord. One of the great opportunities that I have is serving people the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ at Richland Hills Rehab Center. There are people there who will leave that facility by one way: death. To these dying people, what a tremendous gift it is for them to hear that Christ Jesus has all their sin. The diseases, sicknesses, the age destroying their frail bodies, all of it ends in Jesus. His death gives you life, and so sickness, disease, and all the nasty effects of sin stop with Christ. Look not to the sickness. Look not to the disease. Look not to imminent death. Look to Jesus. "Behold," says John, "behold the Lamb of God." Look, observe him, believe in him. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is what John preaches. One doesn't have to be an expert theologian to tell someone about this. Invite them to church. If they come, they will see. I was at the rehab center recently, and I encountered two young workers who had no church home. In the very short amount of time I had with them, I basically made the point that church is a place for people with problems. It's a place where sinners go. It's a place where sinners go to receive something that only God can forgive, and that is his forgiveness, his mercy, his righteousness that is yours by faith without merit on your part. That's why we come. We come to hear, to see by faith God's absolution put upon penitent people. Spoke with these two workers, maybe 5 minutes. One made it clear. He had no time. He was too busy for church. Okay. But the young lady listened very intently. And would you know, I heard later that she was seeking to attend a Lutheran Missouri Synod church. She heard the gospel. She heard about the grace of God. She heard about why we come here and what we get when we come here, and she sought to hear more. By God's Spirit and nothing less, she wanted to hear more. Doesn't always happen that way, does it? Sometimes the invitation, the presentation, the proclamation, all of it is quickly rejected. Thanks, but no thanks. Other times, it just takes a simple invite and that's it. they go and they see. And you don't have to be an expert theologian to do any of this. You don't have to have all the answers to speak with someone about Jesus. I certainly do not. But we saw in the gospel lesson this morning, Andrew only tells Peter, "We have found the Messiah." Peter is brought to Jesus. The rest is history. When you invite someone and even bring someone to church, you are bringing them to Jesus. The task of the pastor is to preach Jesus, not his opinions, but the Word of God that is spirit and life. It is God's word the pastor is to proclaim, and it does happen, friends. It does happen when sinners come and they hear preaching filled with the word of God, that their darkened hearts are turned towards God and his love. Faith is kindled by hearing the proclaimed word of God, and thus one believes. Such a conversion is always, without exception, God's work. Rejecting it, the work of man. Coming to church means coming to where Jesus is. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. That is the Lord's promise to you. And hearing the word of God isn't like hearing Aesop's fables. The word of God, the Holy Scriptures, are not a collection of cleverly devised myths. That would be a waste of your time. The Word of God, the Word that you read on the pages of your Bibles, that Word is literally God-breathed. It's a Word by which the Holy Spirit comes to you, convicts you of sin, and heals you. Inviting someone to church doesn't mean you just want them to come for social hour and good fellowship. I'll put in there good coffee. Good things. Enjoyable things. Gifts we're thankful for, but not the chief thing, right? It's not the chief thing. We come to receive mercy. We come to hear once again God's promise of salvation. Your sin is put away. You are forgiven freely for the sake of God's only begotten Son, Jesus. This is what John says. He calls Jesus the Lamb of God. And he says he is the Lamb of God who does what? Takes away the sin of the world. That's a very specific statement about Jesus. John does not say, "Behold, your example to follow." That's a very different statement. Although we cannot say Jesus is not an example for us to follow, that's not true according to Holy Writ. There are passages, and we can infer it from the Gospels, that certainly, at least in regards to his suffering, we take up our crosses, we suffer in this life unto death. However, what the Scriptures do not do, and this is important, this is very important, what the Scriptures do not do is make our suffering and our efforts and our works imitating God the center of our lives and faith. When that happens, the gospel is no gospel at all. Putting salvation on our ability to copy the work of Jesus makes eternal life something that we earn by way of the law. Classic works righteousness. But not the righteousness imputed to you, given to you by faith in the Lamb who takes away your sin. That's what John preaches. Seeing Jesus in the wrong light. If we miss what he came to do for us, then my friends, we miss the gospel. All is lost, and that is no comfort for hurting sinners. When someone has a messed up life, I mean, you've got problems. Lots of them. There are things on your mind. When such a person, maybe you, comes through those doors, sits in the pew, for them, hearing something like, "Well, you just have to try harder, if you do more good works, if you be more like Jesus, then God will help you out. You have just piled more weight on an already burdened conscience. Rather, John says, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away your sin. He takes away the sin of the entire cosmos, the entire world. The lamb, interesting animal, the animal of sacrifice. It's the animal of the Old Testament slaughtered at Passover. If there ever was an animal symbolizing sacrifice to appease God's wrath for sin, this was it. And Jesus looks to Jesus and calls him the Lamb. He is the sacrificial Lamb of God, who gives his flesh over to death that you have life in him. He is the Lamb who takes away the world's sin. That's what Jesus does, and that's why we come here, my friends, to receive his gifts of forgiveness, the remission of sins that is yours by faith. This was John's ministry, pointing people to Jesus. And John was clear with the people, I am not the Christ. He is. Jesus is. John wanted the people to look, to behold Jesus, and everything he did was to turn people to the Son of God and receive what God gives. John preached faithfully. He preached the Word of God. He preached the law. He preached the gospel. And we see it in today's gospel lesson. What happens? What happens when people hear good preaching, faithful preaching? Two of his disciples, they see Jesus and they begin to follow. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, what are you seeking? And they said to him, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? Where are you going to be? That's where we want to be. These two disciples wanted to be where Jesus was, and he said to them, come and see. Jesus does not remain hidden. He was there for those seeking him. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see the Lamb who comes to you in his spoken word. Come and see the Lamb who promises his gracious presence in the waters of baptism. Come and see the Lamb of God, who takes away the world's sin and whose body and blood we consume here at this altar. If you want to be where Jesus is, go to where he says. Hear his word. Believe in all the promises of God announced to you in holy baptism. Receive his body, blood, not to judgment, but for the forgiveness of all of your sins. These things are present for you when you come to worship. Therefore, we must say Jesus is present in worship for you. He is there. He promises to be here, gathered with his people who gather in his name and hear his word. One doesn't have to be an expert theologian to tell someone about this. Invite them. And when they come by the Spirit of God, they come to receive the Lamb himself, who has taken away the sins of the world. Invite them. Don't despair if they don't come. Don't feel guilty. And don't worry. Thank God if they do come and see the Lamb who has all of your sin, the Lamb who gave himself for you. My friends in Christ, you go in God's peace. Go in the forgiveness of sins that is richly, freely, daily yours in Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which does surpass our human understanding, may it guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus from now unto that glorious, blissful life everlasting. Amen.